Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here with Danielle Tolbert, Communications Coordinator for the Ouachita Parish Public Library. Thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, you guys always have lots of things going on at the library, and you're always bringing in cool people, and you're bringing in a cool person. Tell me about what's going to be going on.
Right, so this is our 15th River Reads One Book, One Ouachita program. This year we've selected Queen Sugar by Natalie Bazil, and we're quite excited that the author is going to be traveling all the way from San Francisco to here in Ouachita Parish to discuss her book.
Queen Sugar is a book that was big with the Oprah crowd. It was in the Oprah Book Club and has been a popular book. How did you land this big artist to come to Monroe?
We're really excited. So the Oprah Winfrey Network had turned the book into a TV show. It's still on the air. And the book's a little bit different than the TV show. So if you're a fan of the show, you might be a bit surprised when you read the book, how it's a little different. We're just really excited. So we have a group of librarians and library staff members. We read dozens and dozens of books every year to select the perfect River Reads book for the parish. And we're very excited that it's Queen Sugar this year.
Tell me about why you guys selected this. It sounds like it's got a connection to our area.
Right. So we always try to pick a book that's going to resonate with our readers. And this book is a fiction book, which we're really excited because typically we pick nonfiction. But this is a novel. It's about an African-American single mother named Charlie Bordelon. She's living in California, and then one day she wakes up and she suddenly inherited hundreds of acres of sugarcane land in Louisiana. So she leaves her life behind in California, moves to Louisiana. There's a bit of culture shock, obviously. She learns how to farm, and she learns that it's a lot of hard work, and there's a lot of luck at play, and you have to rely on other people to successfully run a farm.
There's a bit of culture shock, as you say, coming from the big city back to a sugarcane field. That would be quite a shock. The book is something that has been nominated for an NAACP Image Award. It also won numerous book awards. Why do you think it resonates so well?
I think it resonates well because the characters really come to life. So Charlie, she's not only struggling with learning something new, and not only learning something new, learning something as huge as farming, but she's also struggling with the different relationships, particularly with her preteen daughter, who's going through all kinds of hormonal stuff, and she's having to deal with that. She's having to deal with her grandmother, who is just adorable. It's one of my favorite characters in the book. And also an estranged brother. So you have these very vivid characters that really pop off the page, really come to life, and how they all interact with each other. It just is very realistic, and I think the author, Natalie Bazil, she's a fantastic writer, and I think everybody should read this book and would enjoy it.
Where's Natalie from? Do you know that?
She's from San Francisco.
From San Francisco.
Yeah.
So did she have people that, I know it's a fiction book, but did she have family or friends or a connection to the South in an old sugarcane field?
You know, I'm not quite sure, but that's definitely one of my questions that I'm going to ask her when she comes to visit. I'm really looking forward to see what her inspiration is behind the book.
Now, she's going to be here when?
She's going to be here April 23rd, so that gives you plenty of time to check out the book, to read it, or if you'd prefer, you can buy it for your own copy so she can sign it on April 23rd. We just really want everybody to read the book. She's going to be here April 23rd at noon at the Ouachita Valley Branch Library in West Monroe, and again April 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Main Branch Library in Monroe.
Now, I know all of you folks at the library just really want to eat more sugar, right? So you've come up with a whole month worth of sugar-related things to go, I guess, with this Queen Sugar book. Tell me about some of the events you've got coming up and how they involve sugar.
Right. So sugarcane and the agriculture industry, it's huge to the Louisiana economy, and we really want to highlight that. So at each of our branches, we have a Queen Sugar-themed program throughout the month of March, all kinds of stuff. So this Thursday, in fact, we have three programs going on around the same time. At the Louise Williams branch in Swartz, we have Women in Agriculture. It's going to be a presentation led by local pecan farmer Caitlin Malam, and she's going to be explaining what it's like to be a woman in agriculture. It's it's very unusual for females to be in that industry. And she's going to explain her connection to this book with Charlie Bordelon and her her deal with the sugarcane farm. We've also got the LSU Ag Center. They'll be teaching us how to cook with Louisiana cane sugar in Sterlington, and that's also going to be March 5th. And all kinds of stuff going on at all of our branches, and all of the information, all the details, times, dates, locations can be found on our website.
You know, I'm just looking, making candy from sugar. Queen Sugar lip and body scrubs. That sounds like fun. screen painting, sugarcane screen painting, the making of cane syrup. Lots of different things. For folks to find out more about all your Queen Sugar-related events, you have a website, right?
Yes. Everybody can go to our website, www.oplib.org, as in Ouachita Parish Library.org. I'm personally looking forward to the box gardening one. Ouachita Green is going to lead us in how to grow your own food at the Ouachita Valley branch. That's one I'm very excited about.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, some folks out there may not have a copy of this book. You've got plenty of copies, I'm guessing, at the library, but do you have like the audio book and all the other things?
Right. So we've got regular print copies, large print copies, books on CD. We also have the ebook and the e-audio book on the Cloud Library and Hoopla apps. I really like to download the book, listen to it when I'm driving in my car.
That's Danielle Tolbert, Danielle Kelly Tolbert, with us, communications coordinator for the Ouachita Parish Public Library. And again, Danielle, one more time, you've got the author of Queen Sugar coming in, Natalie Bazile. When is she going to be here?
Natalie Bazile, the author of Queen Sugar, will be here April 23rd at noon and 6 p.m.
You can find out more about the events going on at the library by visiting OPPL.org. No, I did that wrong, didn't I?
OPLIB.org.
There you go. I was trying. And if you can't remember that, head over to our website, KEDM.org. Queen Sugar Month going on at the library as part of the summer programs, as the library always has neat stuff going on.
This is KEDM Monroe.
If you haven't been listening to Fresh Air, you've missed interviews with such film directors as Sofia Coppola, the Farrelly brothers, and John Waters. I'm Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. Join me for conversations with some of the most interesting people in entertainment and the arts.
Join us weekday afternoons at 6 for Fresh Air here on KEDM Monroe.